Come on.
What do you ask about a video game that only you can make the voice?
Oh, Brian, okay, ready?
How did it look?
Brian, I've heard all about that video game. Can you tell me, how are the graphics? How are the graphics in that game? Does it have good graphics?
This is Extra Life Radio.
This episode of ELR is brought to you in part by GoDaddy.com and special consideration by GeekyClean.com. Who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! If there's something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters! Hey everybody, welcome back to Extra Life Radio. This is ELR number 219 for Thursday, June 18th, 2009. My name is Scott Johnson. Joining us. Yes, it is. Who's joining us? Commission Comics' very own Obsidian. Obsidian, hello, and how is the Kaminga-flonga-ding-a-dong working out for you at the midway point?
I'm tired, man.
Well, I was saying before the show, I believe, whenever he does this thing, it teaches me that he is the hardest working man in webcomics. Nobody should put themselves through that kind of trouble, but hey, the man has to come to Kineticon and see and hobnob with the people. So, again, a reminder, if you're interested in hanging out with O and you're going to Kineticon or need an excuse to go there, now you have it. So look for the guy in the Shaolin monk outfit and the weird bald head and the couple of cats. That's your man right there. All right.
I don't think I'm allowed to take my cats into your country, Scott.
Okay, don't. That'd be good. We have enough diarrhea here. Speaking of which, that doesn't work. That's not a good transition.
You're not supposed to eat the cats, Scott.
Speaking of diarrhea, Brian from Mission Deep and Comics Coast to Coast is here. Brian, hello.
Woo! Hey, are we back?
We're back.
Sorry, I was just going to take a pee.
Oh, you left?
Yeah.
You pee?
Oh. Have we started yet?
Yeah, dude. We're recording.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Hi, everybody!
I'm sorry. I'm usually a little more attentive to people's biological needs, but...
Oh yeah,
I missed
Scott. Asks us right all the time. I gotta pee.
I mean, you should see it. All show. He's sending us private messages through Skype, going, "You gotta pee now."
Oh, did you hear me say I had to go?
No, missed the whole thing.
You want a pee break?
Missed the whole thing.
No, I'm done now. I feel much better.
You're good. You just let it rip. All right. How's that colostomy bag treating you?
It's pretty good. It's much easier than the old-fashioned way.
What's that?
Just peeing in your pants.
Just pooping out the side of your body without a bag there. Is that what you mean?
There you go.
That's the way Grandpa
used to
did
have
it.
A friend. I used to have a friend that worked for a company that makes adult diapers.
Yeah.
I love people used to have friends. That means
no, I mean, I haven't spoken to the guy in like 5 years. That's not.
What did he do?
Yeah, what happened?
No, we did. We get out of it. Okay, this is not even the subject here.
Oh, I forgot. The subject today is Scrabble in Facebook.
No. Oh. I mean, the guy worked in a company that made adult diapers, and one time he made a bet about who could drink the most beers. This bet was not with me. I don't drink. But who could drink the most beers without having to go to pee? And his strategy was to wear an adult diaper.
Nice.
Really? That's kind of cool, man.
How is he still not your friend? I mean, I would have been keeping up with that dude.
That guy's your best friend forever.
I mean, real life gets to you. You grow up, you move away, stuff like that. You know,
my BFF pees himself. That's great. All right,
that's awesome.
Good luck to that. To whoever he is,
I would never call anybody my BFF.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. I'm still anti bro. I hate bro.
Yeah. I like bro.
I know, but it's because you live in a part of the world that's
Wait a minute.
Isn't
I've called you bro several times.
I know, and I forgive it. I forgive it as
I never
a term.
Heard end of it.
Yeah, I forgive it because you live in Macheteville, and it's different there. So, by the way, I don't even want to get into it, but man, the ding pong heat I took last week. Whoo, I did a ding pong thing for the instance, and I got clobbered by people.
Nice. Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
I hadn't done it in a while, so whatever.
I like
what?
Twitter.
Like people forgot about ding pong? Ding pong is old.
Ding pong is old. Ding pong is older than me, the real life ding pong. But anyway, not doing it now, so don't ask. chat room. Oh, hello, chat room. Welcome to the chat room. Chat room, it's good to see you all here. This is a nice, bustling group tonight. We usually don't have this many on a kind of a weird night that we don't normally record.
And you're recording on a Thursday night, so it's kind of odd that there would be so many.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to ban this one guy who keeps saying, do a Murloc.
What is he saying?
Okay, wait. This is something I just have to mention on the show.
Do it. Is it about Scrabble? Because I'm all ears.
Oh, let's do
it. No. Scrabble. It's not about Scrabble. Sorry. Okay. It's not about Scrabble or, you know, underage girls or, you know, or pets in Warcraft you can have sex with. No.
All right.
This is actually just a message I just received in the chat room. And sometimes you get a message you just have to mention. And it goes like this. I'm not going to say who it is, but it says, this is a private message I just received in the Ustream chat room. Hey-o, I have to spread the news. A black widow bit my wiener, just making the best of a horrible situation.
Please do not mention this on the show. Crap!
That is probably the greatest message Ustream has ever sort of facilitated, ever. Dude, what are you doing? First of all,
why was it out for a black widow to get a hold of it?
Yeah, either you've got it out in a dark, wet place, or you are keeping spiders in your pants. I don't know which. What? Holy smack.
Oh, man.
That's horrible, dude.
It is.
There is no
best. It does make you think,
doesn't
it?
It does
make you think. There is absolutely no best.
Okay, I got a quick thing to complain about before we get into the show topic. Today's show
topic.
Wait
a minute. How do you give that excuse at work, by the way? I mean, you call work and say,
I can't come in.
I'm not going to be able to go to work today. I got the flu.
I got the flu, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I mean, you better just say
that. What else you said, that was a good ending.
A spider bit my wiener.
Nobody's going to believe the other one.
Yeah. What do you do for a wiener spider bite, I wonder, to take care of it?
Wiener spider bite.
I'm just curious.
I really don't know.
In case I'm ever faced with such a dilemma, I'd like to know what I should do. Who should I call? What should I put on there?
Doctor? A doctor, definitely.
Okay.
Is what I want to, yeah.
But what
most wiener injuries would kind of embarrass me at the hospital, but black widow biting it is kind of the sort of thing you actually feel you could talk about in the emergency room.
Maybe
like
this
you're
guy,
sitting there,
yeah.
Somebody's sitting there with their lungs in their hand. And you go like, you know, a black widow bit my wiener. And he goes, oh, man, you know, I wouldn't want to be you.
Yeah. You know? No doubt. I would think is I picture this guy, whoever messaged you, I picture him a young, emo, troubled child with his long black hair and his bad makeup and his Cure playing in the background. And he's sad because it's kind of a Siegfried and Roy thing. His pet spider bit him in the wiener. It's kind of like
that is bad.
Yeah.
And he'll wear those tight pants, and I don't guess he'll be wearing his tight pants anytime soon.
No. I would recommend not wearing the tight pants, and I would recommend not having spiders near your wiener.
Well, before we continue, I'd just like to talk about the follow-up that the guy gave me. He says, that's pretty much what I did about calling into work and saying that you got the flu. And he says, I work at a vet, so they were okay with it. Strong antibiotics and close attention. Of course, close attention. I pay close attention if my balls itch. I'm definitely going to pay close attention if a black widow bit it.
It's the new B1W1 virus. Black widow wiener virus.
Black widow flu.
That's the new flu. All right. Good times. Thank you for that sharing that. That maybe made the whole show better, and I perhaps have a title now. Okay, as you heard at the top of the show, there was Ghostbusters music, and you might have surmised that we were going to talk about Ghostbusters. Why? Because it's in the news again, and there's video games out, and there's all kinds of talk about new movies and other things. And we've never.
But it's the 25th. This week is the 25th anniversary of the original theatrical release of Ghostbusters.
Yeah, and we should be honoring that because it is still in my top 10 favorite comedies of all time. I love Ghostbusters. I know I'm not alone in this. I'm sure there are a few out there that don't, but. We're going to talk about all of that in a minute. I do have to complain about one thing this week, and I wrote this down early in the week, and I couldn't let it go. Here's the thing that needs to go. I know we've talked about Bro before and all these other things, but here's the thing that needs to go. I need to have people quit referring to other people who do something amazing or strong or cool or something as them having balls. So, for example, the lady down at the checkout stand. She picked up that melon and threw it across the room and hit the homeless guy in the face. Man, she's got balls.
Nice.
All right. Now, here's my problem with it. I understand what it means. It means you're tough and you're manly and you're this and you're all those things, right? But my problem is, that part of the male anatomy is a is like the Death Star that Luke can shoot his little missile through and destroy the whole thing. Even though the rest of it's all manly, there's this one little tender moment, right, in the whole Death Star. That is like the most not manly thing ever. All that you need is a strong breeze and a little bit of a, you know, a Black Widow to bite it, and you're in pain for the rest of the week. I've never been more in pain in my life when my kids would just accidentally bump into me. It's like, hey, everybody, I'm home, bonk. Oh, shoot. And you just hit the turf, and you're done. You're out. You're done. You want to puke. It's horrible.
But Scott, balls is where testosterone is produced, and that's what makes you manly.
I don't like the term. I think they should say, dude, that lady's got testosterone. I mean,
sorry to ruin your complaint, but that is actually where your manliness comes from.
But that isn't – see, I don't see – okay, I see why people think that. But then they refer to size. It's like, dude, you got some big balls for doing that. No, you don't. You've got
you should really see the doctor. You got some big balls for doing that.
You got two little green olive-sized things, and that's what you have. You don't have anything bigger than
anyone
Scott, else.
Okay, Scott, I'm gonna be the first one to say what everything is thinking. Man, you got some small balls. And you got some teeny tiny balls. What is the matter with your balls? No, you better get a Black Widow to fight those things right away to see if maybe they grow up.
Those craisins. All right, that's all I had to say about that. It just bugs me.
Okay, you want me to complain?
Yeah, well, sure, if you want.
You know what I want to complain about?
Because you never do.
I want to complain about the people complaining about that new Warcraft Mountain Dew commercial that you showed on your site. You showed this awesome commercial. I mean, this commercial is really, really awesome, and people start complaining about it. Why?
Because they – here's why.
I love that commercial. I mean, it is so awesome. It really makes you want to
buy Mountain
Dew. Drink Mountain Dew and play Warcraft.
I have only one complaint about that video, and that is the two housewives that turn into Warcraft characters and fight because one bought the red stuff and one bought the blue stuff are way too hot to be housewives. That's all I'm saying about that. But that's my only real complaint. Other than that,
so
I think it's really cool.
Housewives can't be hot,
you can be, but they rarely are, is all I'm saying. It's not representative of the general population, except my wife, who doesn't listen to the show.
Before you speak, do you?
Yeah, my wife looks great if she listens to this, but she won't. But anyway, here's the point. The reason people don't like it, there are people who are pro-WoW who don't like it because they think that the characterization of the two avatars fighting are not very good. Like, the girl screams in a way that's just weird and
night
elfish.
That's where I think that the geekish thing went a little bit too far.
Maybe.
Because she doesn't yell like that.
Well, I agree. I think it's nitpicky and petty. And then others complain just because they think it's a sellout sort of thing. And I say to them, okay, welcome to the life we live. Everybody wants to sell out. Nobody buys.
Yes, that's the point.
Yeah. I always use this example.
Yeah. Warcraft is a business. You pay for it every month.
A distribution warehouse for some product, let's call it Coke, since we don't want to talk about Mountain Dew anymore. Let's say that they fill that warehouse with Coke. Their goal is not to make sure they always have plenty left. Their goal is to sell
out. Because that's cool.
They want to sell out, man. And that is the analogy we need to use. Sell out. And selling out, I know that there's a term like, well, selling out for like, you know, for Happy Days was the Fonz jumping the shark. I get that. But when you say somebody's selling out because they're advertising or have a promotional deal with a soft drink company that really has no effect on the enjoyment of the game or the quality of the game or anything like that, calling that selling out is just stupid, in my opinion. I mean, they're all making money, and that's what they're in it for. I hate to tell you. You create an environment where you make money and then let people be creative within that environment. That's a perfect storm. It's all good.
Yeah.
A perfect storm minus Marky Mark.
I understand the respectability of, you know, art for art's sake, but come on. Mm-hmm. We all want to be able to do that thing, you know, full time. Speaking of which, you know, speaking of selling out, opposite of selling out, Scott Johnson made an announcement today on Buzz Out Loud.
Oh, you had to bring it up, didn't you? You had to drag that horse out here and let me beat it a little bit.
That's right. He's going on his own. You know, he's going out there and doing it, and he's taking
his
artwork.
Moving out.
Moving on up. I'm moving up.
But wait a minute. Isn't moving out Brian's song?
No. I'm moving out Jefferson's theme song.
Yeah. But Scott, if you haven't heard. If you haven't heard, Scott is quitting his 9-to-5, and he's doing his podcast comic thing full time, He's fully dedicated. He is sold out to the idea of doing that.
Exactly. Right? It sounds so negative no matter how it's said, that word. But if you want to learn more about it, go to the site. There's a big post about what I'm doing. And if you're interested at all in that, good luck to you. Okay, moving on. Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters, dude.
Ghostbusters!
This show meant so much to me when I was younger. I just loved it. It was funny.
What did it mean to you?
It was PG, but it was kind of R, you know? Like, it was
exactly
a little dirty. It was before PG-13.
Yeah. That was back when Sigourney Weaver was sexy.
Yeah, she was hot still. That's before she went gorillas in the mist on everybody. She doesn't...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, she's still a very attractive... In a way.
I told you guys I met her brother, right? I told you that?
No.
I know this is stupid.
Does he live in Utah?
He lives in Utah. So did she a long time ago.
Wow. Who would have guessed?
His name is just as crazy as hers, and I never can remember it. It's like every one of the kids that grew up together were all like Sigourney and Flibberflabby and Dingus Buttus or whatever. There's all these weird names, and he had a weird name too, and he was not sexy at all, and he was a little freaky. Yeah.
Was his name Dick Hammer?
It was not. Did not see that coming.
Not at all.
Didn't see the Dick.
You didn't see my Twitter today about Dick Hammer?
No. Who's Dick Hammer?
It's the character from this 70s show called Emergency, and I had never realized.
Emergency.
You know,
his name was Dick Hammer?
Holy yeah, they. You know, that I, is I realized awesome. They called him. You know. Dick or whatever, but you know, I actually looked it up and I saw his last name was Hammer, and that just killed me. I was just like, no way, that's a great name.
Man.
Why couldn't my name be that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you can still change your kid's name.
True. Probably wouldn't appreciate it, but yeah,
probably not.
Hammer time.
You know, but I don't know. I mean, after what happened in the early 90s. You know, after what happened to the world in the early 90s, if I had a last name like Hammer, I would definitely name my kid MC.
Yeah.
MC, good idea. And have him work the microphone at every event.
And the cool thing is that I would never get tired of making You Can't Touch This jokes. You know, I would basically make those jokes for the rest of that poor kid's life.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm starting
would hate me for it.
I'm starting to think your idea of not having any kids.
Can I have some of your ice cream? Can't touch this.
Do. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'd only buy him baggy pants.
Yeah. Got a new plasma TV. Can't touch this. That's great. All right. Ghostbusters.
Oh, how old were you in 84?
Yeah, how old were you?
I was 4.
You were 4. So needless to say, you probably did not go see Ghostbusters at the theater, right?
I saw Ghostbusters later in the 80s.
VHS, baby.
Actually, I have never seen any Ghostbusters in a movie theater. I've seen both of the Ghostbusters at home.
I pity
you. On HBO or something like that.
I pity you. Here's the dealio.
It just means I'm younger than you, Scott.
Well, that's the truth.
That's all it means.
10 years, in fact. But listen, 84 was awesome because 84, and they've talked about this on, where did I hear this? Oh, the Totally Rad Show talked about this. They had... 84 had all the big movies that you can ever think of that really mattered in the 80s. Like,
Ghostbusters was totally going again. Was it Beverly Hills Cop?
I don't know. Was it?
That was the one. And that was the number one movie that year, grossing comedy.
You know, isn't it amazing that Eddie Murphy could be an action movie hero? I mean, times definitely changed.
Ghostbusters 84, Beverly Hills Cop 84, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom 84, Gremlins 84, The Karate Kid, Police Academy, Footloose, Romancing the Stone, Purple Rain, Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. Dude, that year, that's crazy. And that's just the top 10 grossers, dude.
I remember doing that. I remember going to see a lot of movies that summer. That was a big summer for us.
Freaking crazy.
That was a big summer for us.
Nightmare on Elm Street, dude.
For my people.
The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah.
For us
white folks in the South, we was doing some movie watching this.
Mm-hmm. Bachelor Party. Hold on.
We didn't see that.
Hold on. We're going to look at this. Breakin' and Breakin' 2 Electric Boogaloo, same year.
Same year.
Oh, man. That was definitely the best year in cinema.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I need to turn that right off.
And I'm just going to turn this phone off like it didn't ring.
All right. It's not on now. Sorry, we're getting off track.
Enthusiasm while I turn off the phone.
Firestarter,
hey,
Flamingo Kid.
Who's you going to call?
Ghostbusters. Gremlins. Hold on, I'm going to look at a couple more of these. Johnny Dangerously, the Karate Kid, Last Starfighter, dude. What the hell? 1984?
Last Starfighter? I love that movie.
84, dude. Never-ending Story. Night of the Comet. Oh, I loved Night of the Comet was awesome. It had a lot of underwear in it, and I was really into that.
I liked the Never-Ending Story.
Have you ever seen Night of the Comet?
Yeah, it's great. That's a great. They need to remake that movie.
I've actually never seen that.
Great movie. Totally,
I think
it
was on Netflix streaming not too long ago.
Coulda, woulda. Revenge of the Sims. Revenge of the Nerds. Romancing the Stone. Red Dawn, dude. Red freaking Dawn. 16 Candles.
I mean, Romancing the Stone has always been very important to us Colombians because Romancing the Stone takes place in a very, very inaccurate Colombia.
The Terminator. The Terminator. Dude, Terminator.
Terminator.
Radiator if you peed in it. I mean... Woman. Really, Red Dawn.
The woman in red, full frontal nudity. All right.
Right.
Anyway, that year's crazy. That is insane. I can't believe it.
When did Ghostbusters 2 come out?
That was 1989.
89? Was it that late?
88. Wow. No way. It couldn't have been 1989. 1989 was the year of Batman.
Oh, that's not a good Batman impression. Okay, anyway, so let's move on. Or where the hell were we? What am I doing? Okay.
Saying what you're number
Ghostbusters.
Two.
So what did this show mean to us? It meant a lot to me as a kid. It was funny, and it was freaky, and it was great, and it was it's where I decided that Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis and even Ernie Hudson could do no wrong, even Annie Potts for that matter. There's just so many great things in that movie, and it's super influential. I mean, there was a lot of sort of jokey, funny, adventure-y kind of shows that sort of sprung out of this. But I would really like to know, what do we have today that's comparable to the Ghostbusters?
Ghostbusters?
What would you compare it to? Like something in the last decade, let's say.
Wow.
Last decade, that would be as influential as the Ghostbusters. That's a tough one. I mean, because that was cutting edge as far as no one had really seen a true paranormal comedy.
Okay, wait. I got bad examples.
Okay, give me a bad example.
Oh, give us bad examples.
I like those.
How do you say idle or idle?
Idle.
Idle Hands. That's a horror, a sort of comedy / horror paranormal zombie flick.
Okay.
With Jessica Alba in it. And you get to see Jessica Alba in her panties, and that is always a good movie.
Yeah, that makes the whole film good, dude.
And you got like a whole genre of these sort of comedy horror movie kind of things, like Idle Hands, or I remember this other one about a zombie that My Boyfriend's Back.
You talked about
that
before.
That's not from the last decade. That's a little bit older.
Yeah,
we talked
about that in the in our zombie episode, I believe.
Yeah. But that was also a comedy, and.
What else?
When's the last time a big studio has sunk in a kajillion dollars? I mean, this is a pretty fairly big budget film.
I got a sort of horror flick, not Ghosts. You see, Ghosts is very difficult, but I got a sort of horror flick very recent, and that was intentionally funny, and it was Slither.
Slither, yes.
You brought that up.
Okay, give me a second. There's a cockroach here, and I got to get rid of it.
Oh, good. Sick of cats on it. So, Brian, last time you asked the question, I'm going to answer. Last time there was anything like this was Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
Last big name. I mean, I know the people in it now aren't that big a name, but at the time they were.
Yeah. And that was a big budget movie film, too. I mean, and you just don't see the studios doing that, and I think to really stand out, I mean, you're going to have to do something different. I mean, there's so many superhero movies right now.
Don't you think that you think that almost everything Tim Burton seemed to? Good Lord,
that must have been one big roach.
Holy smacko! Men in Black's a good example. Thank you. That's a great one.
That was an excellent one.
Someone else mentioned lesbian vampire killers, but I'm not going with that one.
Not as big. I don't think that had the distribution.
Yeah, no, that's a great suggestion on the other one, though. But anyway, I think Beetlejuice is a good example. And Tim Burton does a lot of movies that are kind of this weird, dark comedy stuff that's also kind of supernatural. At least he did more in the past. And by the way, if you haven't seen Edward Scissorhands in a while, take a minute, because it's great. I love that movie. Anyway.
I'll tell you.
Kill the thing? I just want to make sure he's good. Are you back, O? Are you still wiping it up?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Dan Aykroyd, what about him?
Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis, they do some great writing. They really do.
Now, I know that Harold Ramis was, of course, involved in...
Stripes.
Stripe. Oh, I love Stripes. But I don't think Dan Aykroyd...
That was like a skateboard with legs.
Dude, they make him big down there. You killed the cockroach.
Yeah, and the funny thing is I killed the cockroach, so I go to the kitchen to get a broom to sweep it up. And when I get back, the body's not there, and the cat isn't there either.
Whoa, we're having our own supernatural comedy right in front of our eyes.
I had to chase the cat all over the house because he ran away with the cockroach's corpse.
Let him eat it.
All right. Well, we've decided Beetlejuice is a good example. Demon Knight, House is a weird old movie like that. Eight-Legged Freaks does not qualify, and we'll tell you why in a minute. Encino Man, Army of Darkness. These don't work. In your opinion,
Encino Man?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, we had a pretty big discussion before the show started on what we thought really fit into a very narrow definition. What I think should fit is a very narrow definition: Ghostbusters, Beetlejuice, and Frighteners.
That was good stuff, man. You missed out on a really good pre-show.
So those were three of the paranormal type horror comedy type movies that I really dig.
Okay, wait. You just made me think of something.
When we're talking about ghosts, we're being very specific.
I want
yes.
Now, you get a bunch of what we talked about at the beginning of the show is you get a bunch of movies that really don't apply because one thing is when a movie is made to intentionally be funny. Another thing is when a movie just ends up being funny, which is not actually it being funny but being laughable. Which is very different. Yeah. And another thing is what I have a theory is Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
You see, my theory is that The Evil Dead was not made to be funny. And The Evil Dead is actually not funny. Not at all. But it does. Yeah. I mean, it does end up being very laughable. So my theory is that for Army of Darkness, they said, you know what? Screw it. You know, we're definitely not doing anything serious here. Why don't we just go all the way and just do whatever?
Yeah.
That's my theory about Army of Darkness. They just saw that they were not getting what they wanted because in The Evil Dead, you really see them trying to make it scary. But for Army of Darkness, they just gave up.
So, Brian, earlier you said the word horror, and I would like to know how we each pronounce horror. So I say horror, and sometimes it sounds like horror. Like W-H-O-R-E.
Horror.
How do you say it?
I see horror. Horror.
See, I thought you said horror. Can you say horror?
Horror? I might have.
I'm the one that says horror.
Oh, you say horror. One of you says horror.
Yeah. I'm the one that says horror.
I like that one
well,
the
maybe
best.
Maybe I should just say it in Spanish. It sounds better.
I like Brian's weird whiny one better.
I'll just say it in Spanish. In Spanish, it said horror.
Whoa. Ooh. Hold on. Hold on. Back up. Do that one more time.
Horror.
Oh my gosh. All right. I think there's a spider on my wiener now. That's great.
Blow it off. Blow it off.
Oh, the horror. That's great. Anyway, so that's great. Frighteners, we did mention that chat room. Thank you so much for bringing it up again. So, Brian, you had an interesting take on 13 Ghosts. Not the latest 13 Ghosts, not the newest one, the early 2001 or 2000s one. We're talking about the one remake. In the 60s or something. It's a remake.
The 60s, yeah. I've only seen this movie in its format that was not intended, which it was intended to originally be released with Illusiono glasses.
Whoa.
That's awesome. Right.
That is Illusiono awesome. Illusiono
glasses. Not and they look like they look like 3D glasses from what I've read on the internet. I looked it up. And
you just got to.
That's right. I looked it up. And they're supposed to be glasses that are, the red and blue, but they've double exposed the film, I suppose, and on one side you have no person at all, no ghost. On the other side is the ghost, so you get this effect that the ghost looks like is transparent, or the actor looks like he's transparent, which was I think a pretty neat trick.
Yeah, for then that sounds stupid as hell now.
'60s,
though.
Well, I mean, because what options did you really have to do besides that? You know, you had to double expose the film, and it was just it wasn't very effective, or, you know, I didn't think it was.
You know what? That kind of stuff that happened then, we should do a whole show on this, but the whole 3D fad, and I kind of feel a little bit like it, like I do now. It's so much easier for us to do it now. This digital 3D stuff's a piece of cake. It's not hard at all to produce.
Yeah.
But back then, it was so, like, double expose the film and then keep that film in the right chemicals, or else it's going to look it's going to be way washed out if you don't keep it behind the urinal in the movie theater anymore, whatever. I mean, they were, oh, by the way, I like when your British people say urinal. I know I'm all over the map here, but I love to hear people say urinal. Anyway, so let's play. Can we play a clip? Let's play a clip. This is from Ghostbusters, the movie.
Why does he ask his permission? He's going to do it anyway.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I do that. I've been doing that for 5 years or something,
still
right?
Still on the air. Oh, shut up.
Sorry. He didn't mute it.
So this is the famous scene from Ghostbusters. Let's play
urinal.
Let's play it now with the urinal. Here we go.
The Ghostbusters are here, Mr. Mayor.
The Ghostbusters. Okay, the Ghostbusters. Hey, where's this Peck?
Hey, I am Walter Peck, sir, and I'm prepared to make a full report. These men are consummate snowball artists. They use sense and nerve gases to induce hallucinations. People think they're seeing ghosts. And they call these bozos who conveniently show up to deal with the problem with a fake electronic light show.
Everything was fine with our system until the power grid was shut off by Dickless here.
They caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
Jesus!
Hey, break it up.
All right. Great line. And again, that shows you they. I don't know. It just seemed a little like, I don't know if this is one of those movies in '84 like Temple of Doom and Gremlins. Holy crap, they're all in the same year. Those two anyway. I don't know if this is one of those movies that also got the MPAA to go, perhaps all these old men in suits should put a bigger rating system in place.
Yeah, I know it. Holy crap, we rated that PG. What were you thinking?
Did that man from Saturday Night Live just say dickless? Oh, yes, he did. Well, now that's a problem. I mean, I don't know how that went. But
that is one of the greatest lines. And Bill Murray delivered such a deadpan delivery of that line.
He's awesome. And he looks so young. I was watching these clips to get ready for this show. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're so young. All three of them are so young. It's weird.
But, Bill Murray, I just love Bill Murray. I mean, one of my favorite movies of all time has Bill Murray in it, which is Groundhog Day.
I actually think he looks cooler as he gets older.
Like, you ever get confused and say, somebody ask you, dude, you know, like, what's your favorite movie? Like, well, you know, I like Groundhog Day. Well, how many times have you seen it? I can't remember. It's all like a blur because it's like it goes over and over again.
I love Groundhog Day. What a great movie. That is a great, great movie.
Wow. Yeah, but
we're changing our topic to Groundhog Day.
But you know what's funny about Ghostbusters for me? Mm. I've seen both movies several times.
Yeah, what do you think of that?
But most of my memories of the movie are sort of fused together. You know, I don't really have distinct memories of both movies. Like if you show me a scene and you're not specifically telling me which one it's from, I can't really distinguish much about which one is number one and which one is number two, except for some very specific things, you know, and you got that one. Yeah. Okay.
I can't tell the difference, mommy. Anyway.
So, I have noticed that most of my memories, here we go.
Going to the
most
doctor.
Of my memories are from number two.
Yeah. Yeah. Really? That's interesting. The one with the talking painting.
And the one that seems to have the most memorable stuff in terms of merchandise is number two, of course.
Yeah.
Yes. There's nothing number like two it. Is always
and,
much more.
And one of the things I remember the most about Ghostbusters is Rick Moranis.
Ah, Rick Moranis. He basically disappeared lately. He's not anywhere. He hasn't done jack for years.
My theory is that Rick Moranis and Paul Simon are the same person.
Interesting.
Wow. You know, that's interesting. So now we just need to pin down Garfunkel and make him squeal. So here's another clip, one of my favorites. It's a little more visual, but still funny, even in audio. This is the elevator scene as they are first putting on their backpacks and getting ready to take down a ghost. This, again, is in the first movie. I'll give you some thoughts on the sequel in a second, but here's that scene.
You know, it's just occurred to me we really haven't had a completely successful test of this equipment.
I blame myself.
So do I.
Well, no sense worrying about it now.
Why worry? Each of us is wearing an unlicensed nuclear accelerator on his back.
Yep. Let's get ready. Switch me on.
Now, what you can't see over the radio is...
They're in an elevator.
Yeah, they're in an elevator, and Bill Murray and Harold Ramis are backing up away from Ray because they just turned on his thing. Oh, I want to go. I'm going to go watch this when we're done. I have the combined DVD thing. I'm going to go watch it.
If you haven't been paying attention, and if you are a videophile, Blu-ray version of Ghostbusters just come out this past week this past Tuesday, and I have been teetering on whether I want to get a Blu-ray yet or not because I'm just not sure if I want to.
Why not just get a PS3?
A PS3.
Well, exactly. That's what he's thinking. Yeah.
And that's what I've been thinking, too. But, of course, I've seen recently on Walmart, they had a Magnavox Blu-ray for $128. So that makes
that's
it.
Not bad.
That's a big difference. I'm thinking
but
maybe
with a PS3, you get one heck of a gaming machine.
Yeah. One heck of one. And with the Magnavox, you get something that will be made of really bad plastic and break within 6
yes,
months.
And
it sounds like it's from a company from the 80s.
Well, Magnavox is an 80s company. I think they're
all... No, I know, but doesn't it sound like...
Magnavox, to me, are the people that make audio tapes. I need a blank tape. Get a Magnavox.
When you get told Magnavox, you imagine some blonde lady with huge hair, some guy with bell bottoms or something like that. Is it Formica or Formica?
Formica. Formica.
I call it Formica.
Yeah, with a Formica box there.
Yeah.
Magnavox.
By the way, on Heroes, anytime anybody, and this is the truth, I'm not making this up, anytime anybody would say that little kid, the little black kid that was like the electronics whiz kid in the first season, anytime anybody would say, this is Formica, I'd say, because the kid's name was Micah. And they go, yeah, give this to him. This is Formica. And I'd go, that's a countertop. You guys are dumb.
You people don't know nothing.
Anyway.
Number two.
But wait, I got a question.
Go ahead. I hated the sequel, by the way. I was going
to
get to that.
I did, too. See, that's what's different between us. I think we saw it at the theater, and I don't remember Blockout 2 almost completely. The only thing I can remember is the stupid slime on the Statue of Liberty and them coming down the street, and it totally looking like the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. So
yeah, it was dumb. It just didn't hold up, and I don't know how you could have. The first thing was such a perfect storm; it was just great. Anyway, I've said that twice today. Go ahead.
Okay, how do you get? I mean, what are the advent? You get a movie like Ghostbusters, which is from '84, and you put it on Blu-ray. And really, what can be the advantages of this? I mean, you can't do it HD.
Sure, you can. HD because the original film is high definition quality.
Yeah.
It's because the original film was filmed at full film. 35 mil or 70, what is it? 70 millimeter? Whatever.
Yep.
So they have the full aperture of that kind of film,
12 inches.
All converted from the masters, remastered down to Blu-ray. I bet it looks amazing. But I'm not that interested in the second one. I really wish I could be. But I remember being a lot younger when I saw the first one.
I mean, I know the second one is a little bit more lighthearted, which is not.
I thought it was
the way to win over the O, but.
I thought the second one was less lighthearted. I thought it was more sinister.
No, but I mean lighthearted, like more family friendly, I thought.
I don't know.
In terms of the humor and all that. I mean, in the second one, you got them walking down. You got them, the Statue of Liberty walking down the street, and everybody feels very American.
Yeah.
I mean, that's.
I got a spider. Hold on.
Well, watch out. Cover your parts. Cover your parts.
Hold on. Yeah. Okay. It was in my...
Your penis, Scott. It wants your penis.
It was on my sock. I'm working its way north.
El pipi, Scott. Guarda tu pipi.
Oh, man. You know what? This is shaping up to be our best show ever.
I'm scared. I'm watching out for bugs now. I got my feet up on my desk now.
Spider reaching my pipi. Okay. Another clip. This is our last clip before we move on to the game. This is the Big Twinkie clip, and this involves Ernie Hudson, everyone's favorite token black guy in a movie. Here it is.
What do you mean, the big? Well, let's say this Twinkie represents the normal amount of psychokinetic energy in the New York area. According to this morning's sample, it would be a Twinkie 35 feet long, weighing approximately 600 pounds.
That's a big Twinkie.
That's a big Twinkie. I like that. Anyway.
I know it. And you'll be glad to hear, I've heard rumors about the new Ghostbusters 3 script they've talked about writing.
Yeah.
And Bill Murray has said, rumor-wise, that he would not be attending unless Ernie Hudson was given a bigger role.
He said that?
Yeah.
Well, bring it, dude. Fine, whatever. Ernie's still around. Let's do it.
I love Ernie. Yeah, I love him, and I would love to see him more in the Ghostbusters.
Look, here's the thing. A third Ghostbusters movie, we may as well talk about this. This is the elephant in the room. Let's say that they did it, and Ray, Dan Aykroyd, claims that he's had this written forever, and that it's secretly held, and no one knows what the story would be, and some have claimed that, well, no, that story is what plays out in the video game because they got all the talent for that, but he claims he's got a film script and that if he can get you know it going, whatever, whatever. Most of these guys have urinary tract problems and bad backs now. I mean, they are old. But
wouldn't that be awesome? I mean, like a bunch of old Ghostbusters.
See, that's what I think would be great. I think I'd like to see that too.
Here's what I predict. You want my prediction? This is totally, I guarantee you people, this is what they'll do. If there's a Ghostbusters 3, and it will either be complete crap or totally great, but it will be Ray. It will have a cameo from Egon. And a cameo from
Bill Murray.
Yeah, Venkman.
Peter Venkman, yeah.
It'll have a cameo from those two, but Ray will be the main dude, and then it'll be a whole new crew of young, up-and-coming training Ghostbusters being trained by Ray, and it will be people like Jack Black,
Alyssa Milano.
Michael Cera will be in there. One of them will be a nerd like Egon. I don't know who'll play that. I'm telling you, dude, that's what's going to happen.
Probably that kid from Die Hard 4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'd be perfect. So Justin Long will be in there, and I don't know who else. But that.
Yeah, but who would – I mean, if you had to make a new Ghostbusters group, one that didn't suck, who would you make it with?
Well, you'd have to make it with – you'd have to have Aykroyd write it because that's what he does.
No. Like, who would be the group?
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. Who would be
that's what you said.
No, but I'm saying make a good group.
Oh, let's
make
say a good group. Okay.
Not who you think it's going to be. Who's a good group? Yeah.
So you're saying who would be a good Ray, who would be a good Egon? Like, if you're going to make...
No. Now who would be a good equivalent? Like, just make a new group, but a good one.
Okay.
Like, for example, I would like Jack Black in there. I like Jack Black. He's
no,
fun.
I actually
Jack
think Black, he fits. I actually think he fits.
Ben Affleck.
No.
And Matt Damon. And-
no. Oh, please don't put those guys in there. How about
you know who I actually think would be awesome and is really funny in a comedy?
Who?
And you mentioned him before, The Rock. The Rock.
Oh yeah,
is
yeah,
really
yeah,
funny
yeah, yeah. Put him in there. Put him in there. That'd
oh,
be fine.
Slimy.
He's the guy who was in the military for a long time and he got discharged because somebody found out he was gay or something, but he's still super tough.
Okay, so we got Jack Black and The Rock. Okay.
Yeah, Jack Black and The Rock. Okay, wait.
And Christopher Walken is the old crazy guy.
Because we need an old crazy guy. Especially if this is anime? I mean, come on.
That's right.
Hold on. Let's think about this. Boy, this is great radio.
Ghost of Bust here.
We need somebody who is the... Jack Black is kind of perfect. The guy's perfect. The Rock is perfect, trying to be straight-laced all the time. He's Sam the Eagle, basically, in this movie.
Okay, yeah. if you put Brendan Fraser in it, I'm not going.
No, we're not doing Brendan Fraser. Not allowed. I'm trying to think. What's the chat room saying? They got to have some good stuff in here.
The guy from Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, you know what? Nathan
Heather?
Fillion. Nathan Fillion would be great. That's a great idea.
Who's that guy? Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds could do it too, but I think Nathan Fillion would be better. He's the Firefly captain. He's
Ryan
Reynolds
could
Reynolds.
totally be the new Bill Murray.
Yeah, he could probably pull it off. No Shia LaBeouf, dude.
No, please, no Shia LaBeouf.
Bill Hader.
No, not Adam Sandler.
Bill Hader would be great.
No, I'd go for Ryan Reynolds and that guy, Fillion, or whatever his name is.
Nathan Fillion. Yeah, but then there's two guys that are basically the same. So we need the fat guy. Okay, so we've got, that's your group right there.
And Andy Samberg is Egon.
No, I hate Samberg. I like the other guy better. The other SNL guy.
We need a fat guy. What about we go a bit older and we use that guy George Costanza?
Dude, he's like 60. Wait a minute.
I've always said that if I was to make a movie of my life, an animated movie, I would get that guy to do my voice.
Who plays who plays Bill in Freaks and Geeks chat room? Who is that? The guy that plays Bill. Martin Starr, that's it. He should be the Egon type character. Martin Starr, that's our guy. He was in...
You know who I miss in comedies, who I thought was really cool in comedies?
Who?
Bruce Willis. I love Hudson Hawk.
Yeah. I think he's great in comedic roles. He doesn't do enough of that. He's old enough now, he should start doing them again. I'm going to admit something embarrassing. Not embarrassing, but something I shouldn't like that I really like, and I watch it every year because I like it so much. I really like that Family Stone movie with, like, Coach in it. And
really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I love that movie.
Did I ever see that? I don't think I ever watched
that. You ought to watch it and just tell me if I'm crazy.
Yeah.
So do you think in the new Ghostbusters group we should have a babe?
Yeah, you need a chick, but not a busting.
Why? I mean, Ghostbusters is like a guy thing.
No. You need an Annie Potts character that stays back at the fire station and like runs the place and falls in love with Egon.
So who would that be? Who is a hot comedic? And please don't say Anne Faris.
I'm going to say the chick from. Well, I don't know. Anne Faris would be all right.
That'd be pretty good. I mean, she's pretty spot on because she's kind of goofy that too.
So. No, and I'd hit that, but no.
Oh, okay.
Let's not go with Anne Faris.
All right, no Anne Faris. Does she have to be hot?
Well, of course. How can you have a not hot? Is there anything more depressing in your life when you go to see a movie and there is not a single solitary hot chick in it?
All right, Rachel McAdams or the chick from that 70s show that does the voice of Meg.
She's overused.
Well, I never see her in anything but Family Guy, and there I don't actually see her. So I don't know that she's that overused.
I agree. She's only been in one of the movies. What was that that I really remember?
I don't know. I mean, as Meg, she's
doing
fine.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I'm not doing this just to be fanboy or internet freaky or whatever, but Felicia Day would be dead perfect.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be perfect.
Yeah, she would.
Think about it. She's got the nerd factor. She's totally cute. Yeah. She's got all that. Done.
She's got all that.
We're done.
Awesome.
Sign her up. We're done. All right.
So we got it.
So let's talk about the video game. Brian, you played both the 360 and the Wii versions of Ghostbusters. And you want to give us a rundown of the story, just a brief little taste of what the story is? Because story is everything, and as far as I'm concerned with this.
Yeah, and in the original Ghostbusters, it was all about Gozer. And this one has the beginning of it. You're fighting against Gozer, and he's come back. But that's not the end boss, if you will. So I don't want to give none of that away. But anyway, let's just say that the first little bit in both the Wii version and 360 version, you're basically going back and you're fighting against Gozer and you're fighting against the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
It's like a flashback.
For Ghostbusters. So you are the fifth Ghostbuster, which puts you in an interesting place. There's a lot
Who
of
are you,
angles.
By the way?
You're just called the rookie. That's all they call you. Bill Murray says this. He deadpans it and says that let's not give him a name or let's not find out his name because he's probably not going to last that long. We're just calling him the rookie.
Do they sound old when they talk? Like does Bill Murray go, call him the rookie.
Yeah, to me, they don't sound old. They sound spot on.
Okay.
I mean, and that's what's good about it. Their voices are still good. They're not old.
They're not that old. I mean, those guys are
They're not.
They're late 50s or something. That's not that bad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And they use the same, mostly the same sound bites in both versions, the Wii and the 360 version. Now, you have a PS3, and I was really hoping you'd get Ghostbusters and play it this week, but I guess you're not going to do that. But I did hear that you had the iPhone version.
Yeah, it's stupid. It's not even close.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Is there any?
No, and don't get me wrong. There's a lot of really neat stuff on the iPhone right now. Like I'm playing some things now that are blowing my mind. Like, I can't believe they're available on an iPhone format or any other portable format. They're really, really deep and cool. This is not deep or cool. It's just dumb.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I'd like to tell
you more about the storyline, but I'm afraid that
don't spoil it.
Be giving it away.
Especially in the 360, the storyline is so important. It really does feel like that you are in Ghostbusters 3, that you're actually taking a part of this Ghostbusters 3. It's one of the most
immersive. Okay, but there is a question we have to ask, but I can't ask it.
Okay, it's the most immersive video game from a movie that I've ever played.
Wow, it
really?
Oh, really?
Wow, that's quite a claim.
That's high praise, dude.
Yeah, that is, wow.
That's a 360
version.
But
okay, there's a question we have to ask. I can't ask it because I can't do that voice. It has to be Scott. Yeah.
What voice? Which one?
Come on. What do you ask about a video game that only you can make the voice?
Oh, Brian. Okay, ready?
How did it look?
So, Brian. Oh, Brian, I've heard all about that video game. Can you tell me, how are the graphics? How are the graphics in that game? Does it have good graphics?
Dude, the graphics on the 360 for this game are excellent. Okay. I mean, the 3D modelers, they did a great job. The characters actually look like Bill Murray, you know, Dan Aykroyd, and Harold Ramis. It all looks like these guys for real.
Yeah. So it doesn't look like Professor X from Wolverine?
No, it's not.
That would totally freak me out. I would not be able to play that.
We are going from now on. We compare that anything that they do with a face. We compare it against that piece of crap.
Yeah.
But with that said, the graphics are phenomenal on the 360. On the Wii, they are less than phenomenal. If you did not know this already, the game is not the same game on the Wii as it is the 360 and the PS3 and the PC.
Wow, what a surprise.
Yeah, this just couldn't quite handle all that process and all them polygons. But on the Wii, the graphics are creepy.
It's all stylized and cartoony, right?
It's very stylized and cartoony, but it's very creepy because it's like, you know, when you do most 3D modeling, you'd put the eyes inside the head. It's like these almost are just lumps, and they've put this texture mapping over top of it. So all the edge of their eyes look like brown, and it's really creepy looking.
Wow.
I don't know how to explain it, but yeah, if you really want to get creeped out, go get the Wii version of the Ghostbusters.
All right.
Okay, so if we were comparing it to like Jurassic Park, what freaks you out more?
I'm going to have to say that Veronica May Belmont freaked me out with that.
Oh, man, how funny was that? That was like the funniest thing ever.
Hey, you know, the Hey Jurassic Park thing. Did you see that, Scott?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Oh, man.
That was great.
I thought Jurassic Park was scary. That was 10 times scarier.
Yeah, for sure.
I was totally wrong. Yeah.
That was great.
But yeah, I would say it rates right behind that on the creepiness level.
All right.
The graphics are way better on the 360, but I've got to say, I've got to give props to the Wii for the game control, because the
I've heard this.
Wiimote.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Wiimote is very conducive to the Proton Pack wands.
Yeah,
I mean,
I've heard
it's
more
it's
fun to shoot with that than it is with any of the other versions.
Like, so would you recommend I get it?
I would recommend you rent it. the game, and the reason why is because
you do realize I'm not going to buy an original copy of the game.
Yeah, he'll rent it, all right. Anyway.
Yeah, in that case, yeah, knock yourself
I'll rent
out.
It.
Yeah, in that case, knock yourself out. Because the gameplay to me is not long enough for the price point they're selling it for the Wii. I mean, you're just not going to be playing it that long.
Yeah,
There's no. Unlike the Xbox 360 and the PS3, there is no online multiplayer mode. You do have a co-op mode where two people can play, which you do not have on the 360, but you do have it on the Wii. But to me, the co-op mode is split top-bottom, and I would think it would be so much better if it was left-right.
You know what's weird?
Because, what's that?
Your microphone sounds like a gerbil's heartbeat.
Yeah, it's,
my microphone does.
Yeah, it's like now it's stopped. Only when you talk. That's weird.
Like a gerbil's heartbeat.
I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding. I don't know what it is, but keep going because it's not that bad. That's just something I noticed. Sorry, okay. It wasn't quite.
Can
like,
you describe
not
it?
Like a, oh. Not like a ultrasound gerbil. More like a. It was like.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was I talking about?
I don't know.
But you know, I think it's kind of lame that it's not the same game. You know, I'm really bummed out by that.
You know what? It doesn't bum me out because I don't like when they try to port them over straight over because they never work or look right. I like it when they try to do something different with them.
Well, I am bummed out because it's the only it's the only possibility I got.
Well,
is
that's
it
true.
Out for the PC?
Yeah.
It is a PC game?
It is also a PC game.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
there
but
you go.
My PC also sucks.
But there's so many variations on this thing. I don't know how in the world they... Oh, but the PC version doesn't have internet play, but it is only $39.99. Yeah.
Plus, aren't they doing? They have a DS game and a PSP game. And...
Yeah, they have a DS. They have a DS game. I don't think they have. They have not announced a PSP game, but I think it's probably in the works because they do have a PlayStation 2 version of it. So you know, porting it over should not be that difficult. I guess it's really a matter of whether it can handle it or not, but right. It should be able to.
So 360.
You know, this is the same thing that happened with Force Unleashed. They really wanted to play it, but you know, all I got was a gimped version of it.
True. Yeah, yeah.
True that.
You could totally feel cheated. My verdict on the whole game, though.
Game, lame, or shame? What would you give it?
I give it a game, baby.
For the 360.
On both consoles.
Oh,
on the Wii.
Look at you.
And the 360.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, if you asked me which one I would probably purchase, I would probably say the 360 version. It's a little more immersive. I feel like it's got more replayability. But the Wii version is tons of fun. I mean, with the way the controls are set up.
And if anyone's wondering if the PS3 version is the same as the 360, it is. It's content wise, it's identical. There's no difference.
Yeah.
So
there is some complaints that there's some texture mapping missing in the 360. I mean, in the PS3.
That's just PS3. Lazy developers, dude. That's what that is. Because you can do.
So Scott, which one are you gonna get?
I don't know if I'm gonna get either. To be honest, the reviews are decidedly mixed. Brian makes me a little more hopeful. I don't want to be disappointed, and so I don't know. I haven't decided.
So you're basically not going to do anything.
I'm just going to keep playing this crappy iPhone game. It sucks.
I'll tell you though, the game seems very short to me for the price point.
Yeah.
You know, I hate short games. That is one of my pet peeves. Well, it's not a pet peeve because it's a very reasonable amount of hate, but I hate it when a game is short. You know, I just feel so cheated. What do you call it when yes, I feel so cheated for that game I didn't actually pay for.
I don't I don't feel that way with Call of Duty 4, and it was short, but it was so good. It was so good.
But the multiplayer gives it a lot of replayability.
Well, that's true. If there was no multiplayer in Call of Duty 4, it would be ridiculous anyway. Then it would have been a total rip because you'd be like, "Well, dude, I'm not paying this much for 5 hours of gameplay." But as it was, that was such a tight single-player experience.
Yeah.
Loved it.
It was tight, yo.
Loved it. It was tight, like a spider in your wiener.
Yeah. It's
You know what I got? I got a message here that says that Rick Moranis is a country music artist and producer.
No, he's not.
I don't know. That's
well, maybe he is now, because he disappeared. It's like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 15, and then, boop, he's off the radar. He's gone. So I don't know what's going on with Rick Moranis. You know what I wish he would do?
Oh.
I wish he would go back and do the White Album or the Great White North Album 2 with what's his name and make another Bob and Doug record. I would love that.
Totally.
Love it. I would buy that.
Do you even know what we're talking about? Oh.
No, not at all.
Great White North? Oh, dude. You're too far south. You got to be up and at least here to know what the Canadians are doing.
Yeah, I'm in the far south. Not the Brian South. I'm in the real south.
All right. Well, I think that's it. So you're going to give both games a game. That's good. You heard it here first, people. Brian says so. Get it.
That's right. I think you should get both.
Yeah. And I'll bet I'll bet the PC version, if you can run it, is pretty good because mouse control's got to be pretty dang good for
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the if you can run it part is the essential part.
It is. One of my favorite thing with O when I follow him on Twitter is this. Hey, everybody. I'm doing a stream for the Commission-a-thon, blah, 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 blah. And then 10 minutes later, crap, my thing broke something, whatever. Two hours later, I've reloaded Windows. Let's try this again. It's like it's one of my favorite things about your tweets is this crazy up and down world you live in with that computer of yours. We got to get you something better somehow.
Never gets old, does it?
Yep. We'll send him a piece of silicon, one envelope at a time, until he builds the ultimate computer in Columbia. He'll call it the Machete 4000. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it. This was a great show. I really enjoyed this. The real question is, now that I'm sort of jumping out and going crazy with stuff as to whether or not we bring this back as a weekly, I will talk to the boys being Brian and O.
Yes.
We will let you people know if that's what happens. But it seems to me like that might be a smart thing to do.
I just got to say something before we finish, Scott.
Please.
Concerning your decision,
yes,
the announcement you made today,
yes,
You got balls, man. You got balls, bro.
You got balls, bro. Big ones.
Yeah, you got big ones.
Big old spider bite balls. That's what I'm talking about.
That may have been the favorite thing I've heard all night. All right. Thanks, everybody, for being here. This has been a great show. Thank you, chat room. You guys were awesome, as usual. I'm doing that with a lot of my words tonight. I want to leave you a couple of quick notes about things you should be doing. First is you should be visiting commissionedcomic.com. That's where you'll find O's artwork. You'll find out what's going on with the Commissioner Lafonga Ding-a-Dong, as well as his comic, which is great. So go check that out, commissioncomic.com. You can follow Brian over on his sites, missiondeep.com. That's his regular blog, as well as comicscoasttocoast.com. That's a podcast for comic lovers. I highly recommend it. It's really good. They have great guests on all the time. Definitely worth checking out. And for me, you can follow me at myextralife.com. That's the blog. That's the webcomic. Also doing crispygamer.com these days. If you haven't heard, I have another podcast going. It's called App Slappy at appslappy.com. App Slappy is a podcast for those who are in love with the App Store and the kind of stuff you can get on your iPhone and your iPod Touch. New show I'm doing with Eric over there. Definitely worth checking out. That's appslappy.com. What else? Twitters. Follow O at O Abnormal. Brian at Mission Deep. And you can follow me at Extra Life all over there on Twitter. Great way to keep up with what's going on and follow us and watch us and all of that. Thank you all for being here. This has been a great show. I had a ball tonight. I don't know what's going on, but there's something in the air, and this is the kind of ELR I can get my teeth into. So until next time, maybe next week. I don't know. We'll let you know, which will be show number 220. Everyone take care and stay out of trouble.
So what kind of combat training do you have?
Fencing.
Through the air, beam is 10 feet off the ground. Vulcan's getting closer, but there's no one else around. You promised that you'd beam me up, but I keep falling down. I wait. Chekhov keeps on trying, though I might hit the ground. And I'd say, well, it's too late to energize.
It's too late.
Said it's too late to energize.
It's too late.
Gentlemen, we're approaching the drop zone. We have one shot to land on that platform. You may have defenses, so pull your chute as late as possible. 3, 2, 1.
Take another jump, take a hit, take a blast for you. I need you like a ship needs a warp core holding on Sulu. Yeah, yeah. Well, I love you with a phaser red. Now it's turning blue. And you say, sorry, said the ensign. I'm having trouble locking onto you. I'm afraid it's too late to energize.
It's too late.
Said it's too late to energize.
It's too late.
Heyo, I have to spread the news. A black widow bit my wiener, just making the best of a horrible situation.